You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 26th, 2021, next month, President Joe Biden will have a one-day session meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Is that an award, a reward, some payback because what Biden did for Russia? Joe Biden, of course, deciding to allow the Russian Nord Stream 2 pipeline to finish construction, arguing that blocking it now would hurt the U.S. relationship with European countries. So the German chancellor, which is where the oil is going to end up going from Russia to Germany, they obviously support it. And Biden says, well, it's almost completely finished. It's not like I can allow Germany to do something or not, so we're going to lift sanctions. And, of course, conservative members are pointing out you're making Europe more dependent upon Russia. While here in our country, what did he do? He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline extension. Thousands of jobs lost, not just working on the pipeline, but that would follow it, come with it, and eventually build up around it, possibly. And that pipe is laying on the ground right now, paid for. But Biden had no problem doing that to Americans. But turning around and allowing Russia and Germany to get closer together as if that's going to help our nation, it won't. By the way, Biden today also saying, I want the Intel community to redouble efforts to collect and analyze information that would bring us closer to a, quote, definitive conclusion on the origins of COVID-19. He said currently they're torn between two likely scenarios. Two likely scenarios. One, it was passed from the wet market. And two, it was just an accident. And that really does not get to a real possible conclusion that China was trying to weaponize it. I'm going to be joined later this hour with an expert on China. We will get into that story. And in the meantime, the Senate today, I should say late yesterday, in a bipartisan vote, approving an amendment to stop any federal funding in the future for state-run labs in China. Shut it down. That would be money that such as came out of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, headed up by Dr. Director Anthony Fauci, who still insists, well, we had just a modest collaboration with scientists in Wuhan. We were studying bat coronavirus. We were not allocating the money to do, quote, gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research, those are words that basically equate to how to weaponize it and release it across the world. That's another flip-flop of Dr. Fauci. In the meantime, Senator Marco Rubio, Republican, Florida, saying when it came to COVID-19 and the origins of it, because we would question and raise something about it, we were accused of being conspiracy theorist. He said we had the American administration under Biden and the mainstream media, state-controlled media, and public health officials all acting like that we're children because we simply ask. He said Americans were being treated like children because we were asking questions, hard questions. Oh, you wouldn't really understand. It's way above your head. In the meantime, we have a concern about anti-Semitic attacks, trying to put a stop to them. And Jews are now being told, don't identify yourself as a Jew. In the U.S., don't do that. Don't wear your head covering. Don't wear your Star of David. Don't do anything like that that makes you identifiable as a Jew. Who gave that recommendation? Aaron Kayak, the Jewish Engagement Director at Biden for President. The Jewish Engagement Director at Biden for President says, not that we're going to stand up and you have a right to show your religion in this nation, but hide it. There's pushback on that immediately. Oh, Biden's going to get some pushback. Report coming out that he's thinking that he's going to exclude student loan forgiveness from that upcoming budget. Remember, he said, we'll forgive all your student loans. Is that what the progressives want? And now they're saying he may cut that because it won't fly, you think? Oh, and off the coast of California, they are finding an explosion of the great white shark population increasing dramatically. Something like 220 and more. You remember Jaws? This off the coast of California, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
There was nothing in the grant application and or granting of the purpose of the grant and the description of the grant that would call for what is referred to as gain of function. Gain of function meaning taking a virus that could infect humans and making it either more transmissible and or pathogenic to humans. That categorically was not done.
Not done. Dr. Fake, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, defending, as he called it, a modest collaboration with scientists in Wuhan, China, on studying bat coronaviruses. Now, I'm going to let you hear more from him in a moment, and by modest, he's talking about a $600,000 grant. Well, there are several developments that are all happening at one time. And if I were standing in front of you, I'd hold up maybe two cards, say, look at both of them at the same time, see if you can read them at the same time. Let's begin with this one. President Biden, as you heard in the news and commentary a moment ago I gave you, is now asking the intel community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring the U.S. closer to, quote, a definitive conclusion on the origins of COVID-19. Saying right now, our U.S. intel officials are currently torn between, quote, two likely scenarios. And he's calling for the Centers for Disease Control to, quote, get access to China to learn about the virus so we can fight it more effectively. And he added, the failure to get our inspectors on the ground in those early months will always hamper any investigation into the origin of COVID-19. Give me a moment. I got to click that. That statement, for all of you who say that Biden is not capable of doing the job and falling short, maybe early dementia, I put that statement in front of you. Once again, the failure to get our inspectors on the ground in those early months will always hamper any investigation into the origin of COVID-19. He's absolutely correct, 100%. Bing, bing, you win. Door number 3, 2, 1, whatever you want. He's right. And, of course, he says, nevertheless, shortly after I became president, see what he's doing is saying, we didn't do it because Trump was in control. The World Health Organization was supposed to be doing it for us, the very organization we give a lot of money to that we basically support. And the World Health Organization was doing what China wanted. And when Trump called it out and called it the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, he was labeled as xenophobic, anti-yellow people. This is what we have, right? Every bit of this. You believe that? That's one story. All right. For those of you watching the YouTube channel, I'll give you the other story. Number two. The Senate advancing bipartisan legislation that would ban federal funding, such as Dr. Fauci had, for state-run labs in China, including the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So we actually have Democrats joining and saying, yeah, we need to stop that money. But Senator Chuck Schumer says, I think we're going to finish it this week, yet proposals and changes and propositions are still coming in. I don't know if it'd be finished this week, but suddenly you have Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer leading the effort to pass what they call the Endless Frontier Act on a bipartisan basis and bolster our ability to compete with China. As if suddenly they recognize China could be a threat. Unless Hunter Biden has a deal with it, maybe. I added that. I know. I just couldn't resist it. I can't resist again going back to Dr. Fake. And now offer this guy flip-flops. I want you to listen to a collection of sound bites from the beginning of COVID in January when Trump was in office, in January 2020, and then for a few months thereafter, and then how he just suddenly did another flip-flop again on that very issue in the last week or two. Listen to this, please.
The mutations that it took to get to the point where it is now is totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human. It's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
There's every reason to believe that that jumping of species from an animal reservoir occurred.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
Yeah, and that's his most recent remark. I'm not convinced. You were repeatedly saying it was from the wet market, from the bats. And it wasn't a leak out of the lab. It happened in some other way. But then the reports came out the other day that at least three of the scientists in November of 2019 went to the hospital, all with flu-like symptoms. Suddenly had the same flu at the same time. And information on their treatment and what they actually had, we didn't get that information. World Health Organization didn't get it. But everything points to the fact that they had COVID. They were the first. They were patients 012. So the Biden State Department, we're also getting word now from Fox News that they're confirming that the Biden administration, while he's talking about he wants the intel agencies to do their job, apparently the Biden administration is terminating one inquiry that was being led out of the State Department's Arms Control and Verification Bureau and initially launched at the request of former Trump Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You're going to hear a bit later. They decided that all relevant parts of that department continue to work with this matter as we concern questions about the earliest days of COVID-19, da-da-da-da, and its origins with the People's Republic of China, China's position and their part in the investigation, da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Basically, they're looking for a way to get out of anything that might confirm it came out of China. Now, again, Dr. Fauci is defending the money that his organization, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gave to Wuhan, China, defending it at the same time claiming it did not do what you want to claim it is. But here's the history of this thing in the beginning. Go back to Dr. Fauci, and we're listening to how he has reason to be concerned, and I'm going to agree with this part. Please listen.
We had a big scare with SARS-CoV-1 back in 2002, 2003, where that particular virus unquestionably went from a bat to an intermediate host to start an epidemic and a pandemic that resulted in 8,000 cases and close to 800 deaths. It would have been almost a dereliction of our duty if we didn't study this. And the only way you can study these things is you've got to go where the action is. So I often say, somewhat tongue in cheek, you don't want to study bats in Fairfax County, Virginia, to find out what the animal-human interface is that might lead to a jumping of species.
I agree with that. Yeah. Bats in Fairfax County, Virginia are not going to be infected like they are in Wuhan and that area. So you have to allow that. You can't dispute and deny that. Where we come into the problem is, how much money were you sending? And he's going to describe it in a moment. It's very modest, but what the money is being used for. And basically, if you listen to this man, Dr. Fake, it was never used in the way that we're being told or what they're supposed to make us think it was. But he said, we had nothing to do with that part. But I'll guarantee you, he cannot verify where each and every dollar went. But again, here's Dr. Fake.
So we had a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who are world experts on coronavirus. And we did that through a sub-grant from a larger grant to EcoHealth. The sub-grant was about $600,000 over a period of 5 years. So it was a modest amount.
It's a modest amount, that much over 5 years. But we didn't give it directly to them. We gave it to this group that gave it to that group. It broke it down. In other words, we just gave them that money, and we really don't know what happened to it. That takes us back to what I told you a moment ago, that we have a bipartisan agreement moving through the Senate right now where they are going to prohibit any federal dollars in the future going to any such labs, state-run labs, and every lab in China is state-run. There's nothing that operates in China that is not state-run. So supposedly we're going to tighten the purse strings. We're not going to let that happen. And you got Senator Chuck Schumer trying to get up in front of it like we're leading the charge. And now Biden saying, I want a full inquiry. I want the intel agencies to get to the bottom of the two possible storylines. But the only two possible that they seem to concentrate on is that it came from the wet market, from the bats. And two, that it was an accident. There's a number three. Wasn't the bats in the wet market. It wasn't just an accident. It was gain of function efforting. Finding a way to weaponize. Look at what happened, not just in our nation, but around the world. How many dead? And 600,000 for the U.S. And, of course, when it was on Donald Trump's watch, they would be pounding and shouting. If he had been reelected president, this would all be thrown in his face and say, see what you did? Do you hear them crying out at all about those who have died since Biden became president? Nope, you don't. And the problem we also have is we, under the previous administrations until Trump came in, said, you know, the World Health Organization is lying to us, not giving us proper information. We're cutting off some of the funding. Biden administration rushing back in to make good with them and be friends. And they have yet to get an inspector inside a Wuhan lab. And we're supposed to have information. There's a book that's been written that you probably have heard passed around a few times. She is a contributor to Fox News, Dr. Nicole Safier. Her book, author of Panic Attack, Playing Politics with Science in the Fight Against COVID-19. And she said this is part of the issue.
I can tell you that there were far, far too many coincidences and occurrences that occurred during that October-November time around Wuhan that should not have been ignored. And then when we started seeing that the Chinese Communist Party, as well as the rest of the world, were ignoring the whistleblowers, ignoring Taiwan and other places that had systemic memory from dealing with a less than forthcoming China with previous pandemics, all of a sudden we were told, trust China, they're being transparent. But a lot of those other nations, they knew better, and we should have known better as well.
We should have known better. And when Senator Tom Cotton, one of those to ring the alarm early, gets called out as you're fabricating, 180 degrees different now, right? And that is something else Dr. Safir says suffered. Listen to this.
When I started researching for my book and I really dove into a lot of the details, a lot of the specifics, it became clear to me that a potential lab leak, an accident, of course, was a very plausible theory. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time in our history. And yes, I was criticized by it. And I think that's what the biggest issue has been, that anyone who questions that mainstream opinion is labeled as a contrarian and deemed anti-science and censored by big tech and the media. And that in itself is probably the biggest crime that's occurred throughout the course of this pandemic.
That is a very big crime. It is. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has some thoughts on China and Wuhan virus. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Chinese came out very hard. They wanted to make clear that this didn't come from their laboratory. Indeed, you'll remember too, Dana, they at one point pointed to the United States as the source of this virus. They were doing everything they could to cover up and to deflect. Look, the Chinese Communist Party was actively engaged in viral research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Those are the words of former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And he says what we have happening now is that everyone wants to forget that Donald Trump and the administration said, we've got some real concerns about this lab and where the origin of COVID was. And remember, Trump shut down the flights coming direct from China. Immediately he got called xenophobic. Nancy Pelosi goes into Chinatown in San Francisco and says, come have dinner and lunch with me. We're all good people here. Among all my yellow people, we're all happy here and good. And any attacks that took place against any Asians, they're going to blame on Trump at that point for making up a conspiracy theory that China was trying to manufacture a weapon. That it was simply a wet market issue. The bats had picked it up in the wet market and then it jumped species to humans. And Senator Ted Cruz was saying, he was one of the ones speaking out at that time. And you know what they were doing? Well, some of the news outlets were saying, February 17, 2020, Senator Cotton had repeated a fringe theory suggesting it's a spread connected to research in Wuhan. And the Washington Post did a fact check video in April of 2020 saying it's doubtful this escaped from the Wuhan Institute. And they continued that, and they mocked Ted Cruz of Texas at one point for espousing, they call, a virtually impossible theory. And Dr. Fake had been saying, no, it couldn't come from that. It was not an accident or anything like that. It was simply a matter of that it jumped or some kind of something like that. I really could not tell you exactly what he said because it keeps changing. What day is it? What time is it? Again, former Secretary of State Pompeo says, we know, and the Biden administration should know, and should be doing more about it.
The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who patient zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that, Dana, because they know that they covered this up.
Yeah, and you know they continue to do it, continue to rewrite history as if they don't want you to remember that they called Senator Cotton a fraud and it's a fake theory and it's not true. And here's a perfect example. I'm looking at a piece from involving Breonna Kyler of CNN and New Day. And her statement is, she says, to be clear, Dr. Fauci, I would say Dr. Fake, she said Dr. Fauci, never said that COVID-19 did not come from a lab. What he said was there was no scientific evidence supporting that it did. For scientists, that's what they go by. And later in the same interview, she's adding, these are her words, and later in the same interview, Fauci said investigators still say the spread was likely natural, starting from an animal and transmitted to humans. In other words, giving credence and support for Dr. Fake because he flip-flopped so many times. And she added, at the time, the Trump administration didn't produce any evidence to back up their claims of the lab leak theory. And added, at that time, Dr. Fauci insisted the evidence showed the virus almost certainly evolved naturally. That is what Fauci, Dr. Fake, was saying in April 2020. It evolved almost certainly naturally. Within the last week, he said, it might not have done that. It might have come through, in other words, flip-flop again. What do we need to say today to kind of get them off our back? Dealing with China, this Biden administration is very slow to begin to realize they're going to have to be a lot stronger and tougher. And the guy that can give us some direction on it and talk about what other secrets China might be using against us or plan to use is my next guest, Gordon G. Chang. You do not want to miss this next interview coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So my next guest we've had on numerous times before, and I want to remind you that you can always follow him, I do, at his Twitter account. At Gordon G. Chang, Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and an expert on China. Glad to have him on board again. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Larry.
We got a lot to cover because the last time we've had you on, there have been a lot of changes, including some of the more recent marks from Dr. Fake. Oh, I'm sorry. I probably, in discussing him with you, I should say Dr. Fauci. I'll come back to that in a moment. But I want to move quickly to something I saw you put out the other day, reference the Center for Security Policy, and the reference that the Biden administration is giving vaccine info to China. What is going on, and what is the threat and possible harm?
Well, the Biden administration is getting behind a proposal that has been made by India and South Africa at the World Trade Organization to waive patent protection and trade secret protection for vaccines. Now, what happens is there's an agreement called the Trade-Related Aspects of Intellectual Property Rights Agreement, TRIPS. It's a TRIPS waiver. And this is not going to help speed up vaccine production, which is what everyone wants. And the reason is the bottleneck is not patent rights. It's the production of raw materials. There's very few raw materials for the revolutionary vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna. And if you waive patent protection, you're going to get more entrants into the vaccine market. And those entrants, a lot of them are not going to be able to make vaccines reliably and safe, which means we're going to slow down the production of good vaccines to the world with this. Now, this patent waiver is going to help everybody, including and especially China.
Now, when you say help everybody, you're talking about help in what way?
Well, it lets them take U.S. patents away. And, of course, that's not a good thing for a couple reasons. First of all, as I said, it's not going to speed up patent protection. But what it will do is a couple things. It will allow the Chinese to try to take our patent technology and advance their biotechnology industry. Now,
that's what I wanted. I knew that's where you're going. I wanted to be very direct. In other words, we're going to give them the bullet to put in the gun to use against us.
Absolutely. And this is more than just figurative, because we know that if they have a good vaccine technology aided by our patents, then what they're going to be able to do is they're going to have one less inhibition of launching another biological attack. We know that they've already taken COVID-19, and I don't know how it started. We don't have 100% assurance on that. But we do have 100% assurance, Larry, that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, took steps to deliberately spread this disease beyond China's borders. That's a biological weapons attack. If it didn't start out as a biological weapon, the Chinese turned it into one.
To use it as an opportunity. And we know not just that you said that when you say he allowed it to be spread out, we know it because they also confined and walled off Beijing, that no one could come into there from Wuhan. Right.
Well, there are a number of that's correct. There are a number of reasons why we know this. The most important is that Chinese leaders knew that this disease was highly transmissible from one person to the next, but they told the world it was not contagious. At the same time, they pressured countries not to impose travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China while they were locking down Wuhan and
right.
surrounding cities. Now, they did some other things which shows malicious intent, but you put those two simple things together and it shows that the spread of this disease beyond China's borders was deliberate. So this is mass murder. 3.5 million people have succumbed to this disease. That makes this mass murderous.
And, of course, when Donald Trump was saying, you know, this there's something's wrong going on here, we're going to stop the flights coming direct from China. And, of course, then it surfaced in Italy, and a lot of the flights from Italy went into New York, where they suddenly had an explosion of the virus. And we had the political side claiming again that Trump is just anti-yellow people, and he was wrong to shut down the flights. And then they later claim he didn't shut them down fast enough. And now we're 180 degrees from where they were then when they called Senator Tom Cotton and others like him saying that this is something direct out of China, and due and blamed on China. Now they're saying, maybe so.
Yes. Well, you know, you're talking about the origin of the disease.
Right.
That has not been 100% nailed down. But if you go back three or four
months. Well, let me put it this way. We know the origin came out of Wuhan. You're talking about how it actually originated in the lab, got to person to begin with.
Yeah. What we know, just to sort of back up just for a second, you go back 3 or 4 months, people were saying that a lab leak was a conspiracy theory. Now it looks actually more probable than what scientists were then saying, which that this was a series of zoonotic transfers from a bat to an intermediary mammal to a human. There has been no, and I can emphasize this, there's been no evidence showing where the reservoir of this disease was, and there's no evidence showing the transmission links. But we do have a lot of evidence suggesting this did come out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So although we don't have 100% knowledge, we're very close to being able to say that it's much more probable than not that this was an escape from that lab.
You're listening to Gordon G. Chang, an expert on China. And one final question along this issue with China and the pharmaceutical information being shared, how they, if you want to know how someone is manufacturing a vaccine and what, to, then you can also figure out how to get around the effectiveness and or control the product or the items needed for the production, correct?
Yes, and even more important than that, you know how to make the vaccines for the pathogens that you're now creating,
right,
which is China. So giving them vaccine technology, even if the next disease is not coronavirus-related, gives them an enormous ability to protect their own population and attack others. And we know that China is developing pathogens to leave the Chinese alone and to sicken everybody else.
I was going to get to that because I know you said that they have so-called, quote, secrets that we can pretty well understand that is not such a big secret. It's just when it's going to happen, right?
Right. I mean, they're working on all sorts of pathogens which are meant to be used for military purposes. And this is a violation of their obligations under the Biological Weapons Convention, to which they're a signatory. And by the way, so are we. But we know that they have been engaging in this type of research because they talk about it openly. They're just sort of daring us to do something about it. But they talk about it openly, that they're building these pathogens to attack only non-Chinese.
You had told me that they had probably the most extensive DNA collection of Americans than anyone, and I think also we talked about some of these gene tracing, look back on your roots where you send your DNA in, that China was either involved or getting some of that same information while folks are just trying to find ancestry, that China is also getting access to it?
Yeah, if you use one of these ancestry services, chances are that a China or a China-linked company is actually doing the DNA analysis. And the largest collection of DNA profiles of Americans is not in America. As you point out, Larry, it is in China. And by the way, as China is amassing the DNA of the world's population, it is prohibiting the transfer of DNA profiles of Chinese out of the country. That looks ominous.
Yeah, and as you said, if they're working on if this whole thing happened to be an accident and then they lied about how it happened, so forth. The bottom line is, as you said, look at the impact of quote an accident around the world. I mean, just go, the economy shut down, people locked in their homes, can't go out, they become fearful, paranoid, kids aren't learning, and now we're trying to. We're getting to the point where you might have to show you've had a vaccination if you're going to work in certain places. I mean, you might think it's a HIPAA violation, but for some restaurants, you have to have evidence that you've had some protection from some diseases before you can go work. But where's it all going to end?
Yeah, I don't know, because there could be another disease from China, and it could be a civilization killer, leaving China the world's only viable society. But even before that happens, Larry, you're talking about a significant erosion of civil rights of Americans. People can debate vaccine policy, but clearly there has been a restriction in freedoms. And that we very much concerned will become permanent.
When you look at all this and you have the big picture, where are we going to be 5 years from now, 10 years, 20 years?
I'm scared. And the reason why I'm scared is because although we're a much stronger society than China, we don't have an appreciation of the maliciousness of China's attack on us. And so, therefore, we could lose our country. It's simple as that.
And I want to thank you for making it that clear. I do appreciate you joining us again, sir.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, Larry, so thank you.
You bet. Thanks again. Gordon G. Chang. Again, you can follow him at Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. You can also follow Twitter at Larry Connors USA, and you often find him linked on there as well. Fascinating and scary at the same time, isn't it? Well, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to shift gears for you, something a little lighter, but at the same time, it could be embarrassing to you. I will tell you right now, the question I'm going to ask might actually embarrass you. And I'm going to use it kind of with an analogy involving anybody that's ever bought a car or sold a car. You ever bought a car? Have you been a car salesman? The question that follows, it could be embarrassing. It embarrassed me. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Got me waking, bone man. Waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. That you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so here we go, and this question could certainly embarrass you. So if you're listening with friends, try to hide your embarrassment. Or maybe gloat, as they are obviously embarrassed and not you so much. Let's begin with a simple analogy. When you go to buy a car, and I've got a lot of friends who are car salesmen. Sometimes I get bad reps, as do attorneys, as do police officers, as do journalists, as do columnists, as does Larry Connors by himself without anyone around me. But you're looking at a really nice car. I mean, this is nice. And you ask the salesman, how much is that? Right there at that point, the salesman could say they won't because they're going to try to get you in. It's kind of back to if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it. Just let it go at that. Be done. Nice, yeah, but you can't. If you have to ask, you're not part of that group. So my question for you is, do you know what Mensa is? Not mincemeat pie, I didn't say that. Mensa. Do you know what your IQ is? Well, I can tell you from my knowledge that Mensa, it says right here on my Mensa International card, welcome, Larry, to Mensa, the High IQ Society. Qualified for a minimum IQ membership in Mensa, you have to be at least 132 IQ. What is your IQ? And if you believed what I just said, that I'm part of the Mensa Society, your IQ just dropped a few points, I will guarantee you. Now, Mensa is members of ages, of all ages, in more than 100 countries around the world. At the last check of what they are showing as far as membership number, and I don't think this includes me, it's something like 134,000 are actual Mensa members. But you have to have a minimum of 132 on an IQ test. And there are different scores and acceptance tests and so forth. 132. Now, does that sound like that'd be hard to get? Well, here's how, and if you can't follow me on this, you might have an issue with your IQ. IQ is a type of standard score that indicates how far above or how far below his, her peer group an individual stands in mental ability. The peer score group is an IQ of 100, obtained by applying the same test to huge numbers of people from all socioeconomic strata of society and taking the average. It was coined in 1912 by psychologists referring to a German word, and all it came down to, you take the chronological age of 100, and the IQ is a ratio of mental age to chronological age of 100. So if you're 10 years of age, you have a mental age of 10, your IQ would be 100. Did you follow that? Yeah, I understand. I got somebody that can help you. In L.A., they have just added another member of the Mensa Society. The average IQ in America is 100. To qualify for Mensa membership, you have to be 132. This person has an IQ of 146. 146. This is a two-year-old child in Los Angeles. Going on three. Oh, well, there it is. She's going on three, so you're not really two. Come on. Where were you at 82 going into three? I know where I was, probably waiting for more pablum or I don't know. This child is now I think her name is Kashi, K-S-H-E. Now, see, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. That's how bad I am. Quest, Q-U-E-S-T. 2, going on 3, an IQ of 146. Her mother says, you know, we started to notice her memory was really great. She picked up things fast, interested in learning at 17, 18 months. She recognized all the alphabet, numbers, colors, shapes. She can identify all 50 states by shape or location on a map. My gosh, I can get Texas and Alaska. Oh, I can get California and Florida. Well, anyway, she says she's also, she's learning Spanish, knows over 50 signs in sign language. She can count to 100, identify elements on the periodic table, that's chemical tables for those of us who forgot it, by their symbols, and she's learning to read. She said she's still very much a two-year-old, tantrums and everything else, but we just have to learn to communicate with her different because she's a lot smarter. But we're going to try to let her go at her pace. We want it to make it as childlike as she should be. We don't want to push it. But now they know her IQ. 146, 2 going on 3. I do remember when I took the, you know, you had to take a SAT test, ACT test, and during the years they have changed the standard and so forth. The, one time you had 2,000 was the top score, and then you changed it to 1,950 or something like that. And I would tell my girls when they were younger, yeah, I scored at the top when I took my test. I scored 1,965 points. I mean, that was at the top. I was very smart, 1,965. And one day one of my girls came to me and said she and her sister had just found my old SAT score test. Really, I didn't even know we had it. And yes, Daddy, your test score, 1,965, that was not your score. That was the year you took it. Oh. Never mind. As always, I appreciate you listening. Share the word with others, will you? Share the program. Don't forget our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.